This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, September 24th, 2021. I'm Mark Boulanger. In the report this week, the international labour movement's plan for a worker-centred post-pandemic recovery. Support for Myanmar's unions grows. The Labour Start report about union events and singing.
The pain is gone. It will keep now. For a patient and nurse to care for you.
This is Radio Labour.
We need to stand up and use our collective voice, the power of working people, to fight for a just future.
That is Sharon Burrell, the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the organization which represents national union centers such as the AFL-CIO in the United States and the Ghana Trades Union Congress. She was speaking to the recent virtual Congress of the Global Union Industrial. In her remarks, she mentions the International Labour Organization. The ILO is the specialized agency of the United Nations focused on matters of work in the world. She also mentions the Sustainable Development Goals. The SDGs are 17 goals set by the UN to be met by 2030. Here's Ms. Burrell.
We need to see a new social contract because we need to repair a broken labour market. For the ITUC, it has five key demands. Jobs, jobs and jobs. Climate-friendly jobs with just transition. The industries of today will be the industries of tomorrow. But we need to see investment. And that will generate the jobs. We need to see the laws to ensure their decent work. To repair the broken rights record in too many countries. But industrial is central with industry policy, with industrial transformation, and of course, just transition. We need to see rights. If we're going to repair a broken labour market, then you can't have 60% of people who are informal with no rights, no minimum wage, no rule of law, and in the 40% that have a formal contract of employment, more than a third of those are insecure or indeed unsafe, low-paid work. We need to see that change. That will require a reinvestment in human and labour rights everywhere. It will take mandated due diligence, legislated for, with compliance, to hold companies to account. And indeed, we need to see that those rights are for everybody. The ILO Centenary Declaration laid out a labour floor of protection, married with indeed our third demand, which is universal social protection. That's the combination we need for decent work, for security, for resilience against personal or national or future global shocks. And indeed, we need equality. We need equality of income with just wages. For women, it's got to indeed be equal pay, but we also need participation of women to rise dramatically. We've set a target of 1 billion jobs formalised by 2030. We also need equality of race and indeed equality for all of those marginalised workers. So gender, race, income, equal treatment across the board. You can't have inclusion if we don't realise the SDGs, if we don't see the Paris Climate Agreement implemented, because there are simply no jobs on a dead planet. So if we don't indeed see inclusion at the base with just development models, with industry policy, then we are not going to see a future that trade unions recognise. But to affect that, we have to have strong trade unions. They have to be, in fact, inclusive of everybody. We have to fight the far right and its predilection to racism and xenophobia that is trapping too many peoples in these false notions of security. We have to be strong. That means we have to organise, organise and organise. So for men and women of the trade union movement, wherever they come from, we need to stand up and use our collective voice, the power of working people, to fight for a just future.
The international labor movement is intensifying its global campaign against a military coup in Myanmar. The army took control of the country on February 1st in an attempt to stop the nation's move to greater democracy. Many unionists in Myanmar have gone into hiding. One of the labor organizations supporting the workers in Myanmar is the Korean Confederation of Trade Unions. The international director of the KCTU is Mikyung Yu. She spoke in a webinar organized by the Global Union Public Services International. She mentions the International Labor Organization, the ILO, which is the UN specialized agency focused on matters of work in the world. The ILO's annual conference is referred to as the ILC, the International Labor Conference.
Many people in Korea are being inspired by Myanmar people's courage and dedication and have expressed their support and solidarity in various ways. On February 7th, 6 days after the military seized the power through a coup, hundreds of migrant workers from Myanmar who are working in Korea staged a rally at a square in a shipyard, which is organized by the KCTU's affiliates in the sector, KMWU. The song and the slogans the migrant workers sang and chanted in the rally really appealed to our members and broader civil society in Korea. And since then, a broader campaign to urge the Myanmar military to stop the coup and to call upon the Korean government not to recognize the military junta as a normal government was organized here and there. And the campaign was quickly and widely spread to all around the country, and various groups in different provinces start to join and organize their own edition of the campaign. As the first occasion where we can directly involve to reject the international recognition of the military junta was the 109th International Labor Conference of the ILO, KCTU, jointly with the FKTU, another confederation in Korea, declared we reject the accreditation of the list of the tripartite delegation submitted by the junta and called upon the Korean government and the employers' organization in Korea to join this call. As you remember, the ILC credential committee did not accept the military junta's delegates, nor the list of delegations submitted by the NEG. Moreover, the ILC adopted a resolution for a return to democracy and respect for fundamental rights in Myanmar, which was mentioned in the opening session. In the resolution, the tripartite representative of all ILO member states expressed a profound concern of the destruction of democracy as well as the privation of the fundamental human and labor rights, including arbitrary arrest, detention, intimidation, threats, and acts of violence against the trade unionists and other peacefully exercising their rights. As introduced in the opening remarks by the ILO representative, it calls upon Myanmar to restore democratic order and civilian rule and cease all violence and violation of other fundamental rights. It also recommends that all the member states support the restoration of democracy in Myanmar, including through the United Nations, other multilateral bodies, regional groupings and dialogues, and bilateral engagement as appropriate, recognizing the important role of workers and employers' organization in advancing the prompt restoration of democratic order and civilian rule and the continuation of the transition to democracy in Myanmar.
Here with his report about union events is Labor Start correspondent Derek Blackadder.
This week, our top stories section included links to coverage of a renewed series of attacks by the state on independent trade unions in Belarus, the decision by the Hong Kong Confederation of Trade Unions to disband in the face of the national security law imposed on the territory by China, and the persecution of a Thai union leader after his union mounted a rail transport safety campaign. The emerging and continuing trend in our news coverage this week is the staffing crisis hitting healthcare systems around the world. In many countries, restrictions on the hours of work, provisions of collective agreements, and of legislation have been nullified as part of the pandemic response. Nurses and other healthcare workers are routinely working incredibly long hours and have had their days off and annual leave canceled. For a growing number of exhausted workers, the only way to get away from work for any length of time is to resign. This they are doing in droves. In countries like Canada, Brazil, and India, the situation has become acute, particularly where governments have mismanaged the pandemic response. The result is a shortage of hospital workers and increased pressures on the workers who remain. For our Working Women page, our volunteers found stories about the union fighting to protect the employment and safety rights of a pregnant woman as C-19 case counts rise in Australia. We also had stories about sex workers organizing in Canada and developments affecting women workers in Afghanistan. Our Health and Safety News Wire covered yet more deaths in Bangladesh's horrendously dangerous shipbreaking sector and pandemic-related attacks on healthcare workers, public transport staff, and hospitality workers around the world. And we brought you the news of an Indian study of the psychological effects of the pandemic on healthcare workers there. Our photo of the week is of a march by 15,000 Swiss workers demanding gender equality in pensions. LabourStart hosts online solidarity actions at the request of unions around the world. This week, we'd like to highlight an urgent appeal for online solidarity with Puerto Rican workers who are mobilizing to stop the privatization of the island's electricity system. Look for details of this and other campaigns on our site. It takes only seconds to send a message that could help change workers' lives for the better. This is Derek Blackadder from LabourStart, reporting for Radio Labor.
Now here from the Labour CD Fallen Hero Songs for Essential Workers is A Nurse's Lullaby.
Close your eyes. Time to sleep now. You have someone to call to. The pain is gone. It will keep now for a patient and nurse to care for you. The ward is still, no one walking, no more tests to get through. Lights are low, no one talking, just a patient and nurse to care for you.
To care for you. And that's it. International labor news you can use. You can listen to our features and daily newscasts at radiolabor.net. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.